Hi, good afternoon, everyone. This is Ann Schaub from Protect Our Care. Thanks for sticking with us. We're just trying to get all the reporters dialed in. So thanks for hanging on. And welcome to this press call today to discuss the Democrats' agenda of lower costs and better care and calling out Trump's healthcare sabotage. We will have an audio recording shortly after this call that we'll send around, and if you have any questions, you can email us at press@protectourcare.org. I'm now going to turn it over to Leslie Dock, who is the founder and chair of Protect Our Care.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you to all of our speakers who are joining us. This has been a busy and important week in healthcare, and most importantly, a week that matters not to just to those of us inside the Beltway, but to every American. We're honored to have with us today three healthcare champions, Chairwoman Anna G. Eshoo of the Subcommittee on Health, Congresswoman Lauren Underwood from Illinois, and Congresswoman Angie Craig from Minnesota. These members are leading the way in Congress to give the American people the healthcare they want, they need, and they deserve. In the November midterms, Americans sent a clear message that healthcare was the issue that mattered to them the most. And poll after poll has shown the same thing, that Americans want these elected officials to address healthcare when they come to Washington. Republican leader McCarthy himself was clear that the Republican position on healthcare is what cost them the election. Americans want lower costs, better care, and an end to the Republican sabotage of their healthcare. And from day one, this Congress, under Speaker Pelosi's leadership, the new Democratic majority went to work. And this week, Democrats responded by introducing the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that lowers premiums for millions, protects people with pre-existing conditions, and takes the power away from insurance companies and gives it back to people. In stark contrast, President Trump and his allies in Congress continue their relentless war on healthcare, and a staggeringly reckless decision this week to ask the court to throw out the entire Affordable Care Act, coupled with his illegal demands that have tried to push people who need health care off of Medicaid, and his budget that cuts over $2 trillion from Medicare and Medicaid, demonstrate the unfortunate breadth and depth of their efforts to take away people's health care. The president's decision to overturn the ACA, supported by his Republican colleagues in Congress, would take health care away from millions, raise premiums for millions more, gut protections for 130 million Americans with pre-existing conditions. Let me now introduce just Chairwoman Anna G. Eshoo. I think everybody on this call knows, who's not only a healthcare leader, but through her efforts is responsible for us having the Affordable Care Act with us and passed now 9 years ago. And she continues to make healthcare her top priority in this role as chairwoman of the Health Committee at the Energy and Commerce Committee. And just yesterday, she oversaw a markup that not only got a number of these important bills through, but also demonstrated her leadership as she stood up to the effort on the Republicans to block a number of quite needed bills. And with that, I'll turn it over to Chairwoman Eshoo.
Well, thank you, Leslie. First of all, for everything that you've done as the chair of Protect Our Care. The entire country is in debt to you for your leadership, and I couldn't mean that more. I'm thrilled that my new colleagues, Congresswomen Lauren Underwood and Angie Craig, have joined us. They bring extraordinary experience to the Congress. And at the top of the list, their commitment to health care. And as you said, Leslie, there was something that took place in the midterm elections. And in my adult lifetime, which is a rather long one, and I haven't seen this before, there was one issue that was the top issue in every single congressional district in the country, and that was health care. Now, the Democrats being in the majority, we not only made a promise to the American people to lower their health care costs, to protect and strengthen the Affordable Care Act, to unwind the sabotage of the ACA by the Trump administration, but also to lower the price of prescription drugs. So yesterday, as you said, commented, we had a markup. That's writing of bills. We passed 12 bills out of our subcommittee. Some of them were bipartisan, which I'm pleased about, to lower the price of prescription drugs, and very importantly, to reduce health insurance costs for families across the country. Now, taken together, the six drug pricing bills we passed lowered drug prices, and very importantly, they saved taxpayers billions of dollars. The bills close loopholes to prevent the drug manufacturers from gaming the system. They make cheaper generic drugs available to patients more quickly. So those were the two bookends, so to speak, relative to the drug pricing legislation. Very importantly, we also passed six bills that are going to help the American people to afford quality, comprehensive health insurance. And the bills are, they really are a result of working with public and private stakeholders across the healthcare industry. And I look forward to seeing them passed into law. Now, all of this stands in stark contrast to what the President of the United States said earlier this week. It was really a monstrous statement. And he said it with a great deal of pride and gusto. What he essentially said was, kill the entirety of the Affordable Care Act. And I couldn't help but think the millions of people that went to bed thinking, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my children? What's going to happen to members of my family that have pre-existing conditions? And so I think that that the work that we did yesterday stands in stark contrast to what the president said. So these bills are timely, and we will, as I made my remarks at the committee, Leslie, we will never give up the fight for everyone in our country to have affordable, effective health care coverage. We believe that it's a right of the people and that it's not a privilege. And that's our North Star. Democrats will always be that. They have been there for generations, and we continue to be. So I'm so proud to have my two wonderful, effective new colleagues. And I'm going to pass the baton to Representative Underwood, who has is a nurse by profession, now bringing all of that knowledge into the Congress of the United States. So, Representative Lauren Underwood, my wonderful colleague, and take it away. It's the floor is yours, as we say. I yield to you.
Thank you, Chairwoman Eshoo. I'm so excited to be able to work with you and so many in our caucus to do just as you described, which is to strengthen and improve the Affordable Care Act and lower prices for the American people, lower health care prices for the American people. And that's why I was so excited on Tuesday of this week to introduce H.R. 1868, the Health Care Affordability Act. This bill would expand eligibility for premium tax credits beyond 400% of the federal poverty limit and would increase the size of the tax credits for all income brackets. This bill would immediately bring down premiums for people who buy plans in the marketplace by making sure that no one would have to spend more than 8.5% of their income on a marketplace plan. This, in turn, makes lower cost coverage available to at least 9 million uninsured Americans, and it reduces premiums by hundreds or thousands of dollars per year for more than 10 million people. Can't tell you all how many people I talked to on the campaign trail while running over the course of 2018 who spoke about the need for lower premium prices. Folks are incredibly price sensitive in Northern Illinois and across our country, and this is an incredible step forward in doing as we promised in our For the People agenda, which is to lower healthcare costs. As a nurse, I know how important it is to have access to high quality and affordable coverage, and I'm so proud to be able to join with my colleagues in this effort to, again, strengthen and improve the Affordable Care Act. Obviously, our president can't take a hit, and he, you know, has ignored the very clear outreach, the very clear statement by the American people who said in November that they wanted health care coverage. And so I'm pleased to be able to do my part to help improve our health care system, help lower health care prices, and you know, expand coverage for those who are uninsured. Thank you so much, and I yield back.
Thank you, Congresswoman Underwood. It's my pleasure now to just turn this over to Congresswoman Craig to talk about the bill that she introduced this week that will also help dramatically reduce costs for millions of Americans for their health care and their health coverage. Congresswoman Craig.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Chairwoman Eshoo, for having me on this call. My name is Congresswoman Angie Craig. I represent Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District. The thing I want to leave with us today is that as a woman who grew up at times in her own childhood without access to health insurance, it wasn't because it wasn't available. It was because my family couldn't afford it. In fact, I still remember the box of bills that piled up on the kitchen table when my little sister got sick. My mother eventually paid them all off, but with today's health care costs, that is absolutely just not an option anymore for way too many families. I spent over 20 years working in health care, including a responsibility for managing an employer-sponsored health care plan in the U.S. and in other countries. And I've seen firsthand the rising cost of health care in this country managing a self-insured plan. We all agree that Congress must find ways to reduce the cost of health insurance, including premiums and out-of-pocket costs, as well as lowering the actual cost of health care. This is the number one challenge that I hear about from hardworking families in my district. 51% of non-elderly residents have a pre-existing condition. The healthcare system we have today, which of course is the ACA, is the healthcare system we have. It is almost now a decade old. To continue to play politics with the ACA, to me, is not taking into account the needs of Americans across this country. That's why I introduced the State Healthcare Premium Reduction Act. It's because if healthcare isn't affordable, it isn't accessible. This is one way we can immediately lower the cost of health insurance premiums in the individual market by an average of 10%, making a big step toward healthcare being more accessible. My bill is only part of the solution. That's why I'm grateful to be working with my colleagues not only address the cost of health insurance, but also to ensure that no one receives unfair treatment because of a pre-existing condition. This is more than just about politics, and we have to remember that, and I hope my Republican colleagues and I hope the administration will remember that this is about how we make health care more affordable to Americans, and we have to stop playing politics with people's lives. With that, I yield back.
Thank you very much. I just want to, we'll open the line up for questions, but I just wanted to thank all three congresswomen who are with us today for their leadership, their work. I can just say that standing in the audience on Tuesday was an absolute pleasure to see all of you and to hear all of you stand up for Americans' health care. We look forward to working together in the future. And with now, I'll turn it back to Whitney, our operator, to open up the lines in case there are any questions.
Thanks, Leslie. At this time, if any of our participants have any questions for our speakers, if you can press *3 on your phone to enter our Q&A queue. Again, that's *3 on your phone. All right, and it looks like our first question is going to come from Tammy Luby at CNN. Tammy, you are live.
Thank you for holding this call. Congresswoman Underwood, could you give us a little more detail about the subsidies, the eligibility changes, and also what is the estimated cost and how will it be paid for?
Thank you so much for that question. So just to reiterate, under the Affordable Care Act right now, only individuals up to 400% of the federal poverty limit are eligible for the advanced premium tax credits. What this bill does was it makes those tax credits available for nearly 10 million people, additional people who generally are slightly above that 400% limit. And so we reframe it and say that no one would pay more than 8.5% of their income on premium prices in the marketplace.
Right, but what would the income threshold be? What percentage of poverty?
It's not framed in a percentage of poverty. It's framed as a percentage of income.
Okay, and what would the, is there an estimated cost to it and how would it be paid for?
Yeah, we can follow up with you with the related pricing information directly, but yeah, we can follow up.
Okay.
All right. Our next question is going to come from Amy Lawton at Inside Health Policy. Amy, you are live.
Hi. This question is for Representative Eshoo. Hi. I guess the first question is the CSRs were not in this package, although the similar bill from last session, they were in funding the CSRs and expanding them. And I'm curious if you know why that wasn't included in the larger bill that was introduced on Tuesday.
It's thank you for your question. It's no longer applicable because of what's referred to as silver loading.
Okay, great. Thank you. My second very quick question is the are you planning to do a hearing on the Rep. Underwood's bill?
Yesterday was a first step. It was the beginning, not the middle, not the end. Now, I believe that Congresswoman Underwood's bill belongs in the jurisdiction of Ways and Means.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That was it. Thanks very much.
Sure. Thank you.
If we have any other questions, again, if you'll hit star 3 on your phone to enter the Q&A queue, that's star 3. All right, it looks like that's all the questions at this time. I'm going to hand it back to Leslie for closing remarks.
Well, once again, just thank you for your leadership and for your participation today, and we look forward to continuing to work together. We'll have an audio transcript of this that we will share with your staffs, and we'll be following up to continue to be sure we spread the word of what you all said today. So thank you again.
Thank you, Les. You're the wind beneath our sails.
That's a nice phrase.